You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. A beautiful, beautiful Friday morning. Let's go to the great city of Toledo, Ohio, and talk to one of our great friends, former UW Green Bay head coach and DePere Redbird extraordinaire. In fact, a legend in DePere circles, Todd Kowalczyk. Coach K.
You're going way too far on the legend. Way too far.
I got to tell you something, though. When I was up at Mary Jane Herber's office in the Brown County Public Library, and they had the old yearbooks, and I pulled out, I believe it was Homecoming Queen Todd, Homecoming King Todd Kowalczyk, and that puts you in legendary status, my friend.
I was not a Homecoming King, just so you know.
Well, you're something. You're something there with Homecoming and whatever. Okay.
All right, Coach.
Move on,
Coach. He uses that legend, hoping it's going to be reciprocal.
Yeah, well, he is a legend. There's no question about it.
Legend is on mind.
Good to talk to you, John and Jim.
Yeah,
great
too,
to talk
Coach.
To you, Coach. The person we want to talk about, of course, is somebody that was so near and dear to us, and the man who, and this is no lie, Coach. And I've been with some of the greats, yourself, Coach Bennett, Coach Heideman. And the whole bunch, and we just go on and on. But I'll tell you what, when it comes to just cutting through the BS and sitting around a couple of cold Bud Lights and talking basketball, nobody cut to the chase more than a gentleman by the name of Dale Race. And we lost him recently, and I felt horrible I couldn't come to the tribute because of that little surgery I had and everything. But Coach Todd Kowalczyk, wouldn't you say Dale Race was legendary? In the game of basketball?
Yes. He was had an unbelievable impact on so many people that he coached, that he mentored, and had a very unique ability to, I know kind of Duke talks about like their brotherhood.
Yeah.
I think Coach Race did that long before. And trust me on this now, guys. I've been involved in athletics my entire adult life. It does not happen at most places. It does not. To have that brotherhood and the players still staying in touch and how he impacted the guys he played for. He was our coach. He was our mentor. And then after you graduated, he was a friend for life. He was not your friend when you played for him. He was stern. He was tough at times, as you can imagine, was abrasive. But you always knew that he cared about you. He cared about your family. And he made you better. And you know, that the tribute, there was a lot of former Duluth players. There was a lot of Green Bay players, and you know, and all of us are better today because of him. And then some of us are where we are today because of him. There's several of us that got our entire jobs and careers all because of him. And that's that speaks volumes.
Who yelled at you more as a player, your dad, who is also a legend, or Dale Race?
Oh, Dale Race, by far.
That's pretty cool, but these great coaches, and we've had a number of them on here, and of course you can read about them too. They are so much more than an X's and O's coach. You know, they really take an interest in not just you as
the
a person when you're there.
Are.
But you know, I think what Coach just said about even after the game, the years down the road, they call you to see how you're doing, how your family is. I think that's terrific that you guys do that. I think it's...
Yeah, I've never made a professional decision without consulting Coach Race. I haven't. I mean, and then when I was going for the Green Bay job, he was kind of trying to help, prep me and prepare me for the interview process. And I told him, I said, Coach, I'm 36 years old. This is my one and only chance as a Division I head coach. If you don't do it your first time, you never get a second opportunity. You just don't. That's just how coaching works. So I didn't want to be that 36-year-old that thought he had all the answers. So I wanted to hire a veteran coach that would tell me when I was screwing up, because you're going to make some mistakes, and I wanted to learn from those mistakes. And who better to hire than Dale Raich? I got him out of retirement. Looking back at it, John, and you were there during those days, he was only 56 years old when I hired him. He sure as hell looked a hell lot older than that.
Hey, I roomed with him for a while. Trust me, he looked a lot older.
Smelled older.
Hey, remember that? As one of our friends called him, the plucked chicken?
Oh, yeah. Froghorn Leghorn.
Hey, I got a text here, Todd. Race Car was my Phi Ed advisor at UW-Eau Claire. He would always be in his office watching film on an old film projector. Old school, quite the guy. Terry.
Yeah, he was quite the guy. And, having him by my side, he really missed coaching. So talking him out of retirement was really easy. Talking his wife, Margaret, to come down to the Green Bay and leaving her home in Duluth was extremely difficult. And then she finally said, hey, listen, I'll do it for 2 years. And they stayed for six and they never left. Had a great community. I mean, they absolutely loved the people at Royal Scott. They took it, and that was kind of his second family, and made a home there. And then after he, get out of, when Brian Wardle left Green Bay, he followed three programs. He followed, Bradley, he followed Toledo, but his main team that he followed, and had a passion for, and I want to give him a shout out because I know he's a friend of yours. That's Michigan State and Tom Izzo. That was the team he had a passion for. He would follow Toledo and Bradley, but not, his team was Michigan State. And how Tom Izzo took him in as a friend and as an advisor to Michigan State was tremendous. Wow. And he didn't have to do that. But Tom Izzo really made Dale feel a part of it and part of their family. And I know he went down there several times to watch games and practices and, but that was clearly to end his, the last 20 years to be a big Spartan like that was huge for him.
Wow, Coach, I just want to underscore something you said as someone who was the leader. To go back and talk to these guys who retired, that's like really good advice because they're out there, and sometimes it's the spouse you got to sell it on. But we brought some people back like Molitor, and it just. You're bringing back wisdom. You're bringing back someone you really respect because even though you're the top of the food chain, it's like, okay, this is good, but I could use some help here. That was very wise on your part. And I would suggest people to look at that, not everybody, but to get one of those people back. And they do kind of want to come back a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But not right away. You got to work on them. Got to work on them.
Go ahead, Todd.
I still do that. Steve Clifford, who, got fired last year as the head coach of the Charlotte Hornets. He's going to come spend a couple of days with us in July. I mean, those types of guys are invaluable. They got so much knowledge that they can share with you. And as a leader of a business or organization, if you don't want their advice, I mean, shame on you.
Right. That's great advice.
But another thing too with somebody like Dale, like again, practices are practices. But when we would sit around. And I'll be honest with you, Todd, I've covered sports, for 50 years or whatever. Some of the things I look back at most fondly in my entire 50-year career were sitting around in a hotel room the night before a game, having a couple of Bud Lights, and just letting Dale kind of expound on philosophies or individual players or whatever, because what he was saying, you knew was really legit. It wasn't somebody just spewing to, try to make people think how much they know. It was like he cut right to the core on things and no BS filter. Wouldn't you agree? Those were just insightful get-togethers.
Well, I still do to this day, the night four games. I have a hard time. You're nervous. You're uptight. Having a couple beers with guys like you and Dale was what I always did and always will do. But you're right. I don't know. There wasn't a whole lot of gray in Dale Raich. It was black and white. And one of the things I talked about at the celebration, foxhole guys. And you were a foxhole guy to him. If you were in his foxhole, you were in that for life. And he didn't have a whole lot of tolerance for fence sitters.
Yeah.
Guys that were wishy washy and would like you when you won, but if you had a tough game or would jump like he had zero tolerance for a fence sitter, but a foxhole friend, Man, that's what he was looking for. That's who he was.
You know, I got a little altercation one time at a 3-on-3 basketball game in Manitowoc. Because they had asked me if I could get somebody there as, you know, as a referee and to kind of do things. And it was Dale volunteered. Come to, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, nice. Man, thank you, Dale. And some guy was giving him crap about, you know, his officiating and stuff. And I said, do you have any idea who that guy is? He goes, no, I have no idea, but I don't know why you're bringing these. And I went off on this guy, I'll be honest with you. And Dale actually took off his whistle. He was ready. He goes, handed it to the guy. You probably know basketball a little bit better than I do. I'll let you handle this. I'm not quite sure about the rules and everything.
Wow.
And I tore into that guy. But isn't that something, which is hard to believe back in those days, right, Coach? But Dale was one of those guys that was unassuming, but underneath was just incredible knowledge. And sure. But here's the other thing, too. Incredible care for his people.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you say, Coach?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's why he impacted so many of his players, and that was his. You know, they were part of his family, and the amount of laughter and stories and tears that happened last Friday was really kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, what are the things that you still incorporate day to day when you know the basketballs roll out next season? What are some of the things in the back of your mind that you probably don't even you don't even think about, but that came from Dale Race and all your experience of playing for him and then coaching with him? What are some of the things that you probably bring into your day-to-day life as a coach that were instilled somehow along the way from Dale?
Well, most of it's just, you know, how, you know, just blue collar, getting guys to, he wasn't that into the X's and O's. He was into recruiting high character men who would play together and would play hard and play unselfish. That was his strength as a coach. But there are certain slogans that I find me saying all the time to my players that he used to say to me. For example, open shots are made shot. Or, you know, at Toledo, we don't do shooting drills. We do making drills. I mean, it's, you know, things like that. And he also had one that my wife put on a koozie for all the people at the celebration that I cannot say over radio because it just makes so much sense.
Well, he's one of those guys, though, that has impacted so many kids over the years. I mean, you got to remember, too, you know, these are 18-year-old kids a lot of times, first time away from home. And, even for you, you went to Duluth. And then Dale, the way guys could talk to players back in those days, that had to be a little bit of a shock to the new world of college basketball, your first time at Duluth, right?
Yeah, and he can be a very intimidating guy. He's 6'9". He's kind of grouchy. But when you get the chance to peel off the layers and get to know him, he's got the heart of this is a huge heart and just a very, very gentle, kind man who it was very one of the lessons that we always learned as players from him is how to love and honor your mother and your wife and your kids. He talked about it and you could see how he treated Margaret and the girls and he'd always talk about loving and honoring your mother.
Yep.
That's great advice. So, Coach, update us on your life. I haven't talked to you a little while. How are things going? How are you doing? We all love you. We miss you.
And we want to talk about your son that's not a bad basketball player.
Right.
So we got stick around, Todd, for a minute? We got to set to a quick break. Yeah. You got time?
Yeah.
You're not out absolutely. On the pot. You're not out on the pot tune, are you?
No, I was getting ready to go to yoga, but I'll push that off.
Okay. I got to be honest with you.
I'm sure you're going
to
miss
When I heard
them.
You were huge into yoga, I thought, no, that must be the wrong Todd Kowalczyk. Hey, and what's the secret to having a happy wife at home? Buy her a pontoon.
Yes, correct.
We got to set a quick break. Todd Kowalczyk back right after this.
There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. But what do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. We're a very special guest, Todd Kowalczyk, former UW Green Bay head basketball coach, now the head coach of the Rockets of the University of Toledo. Coach, I want to talk about that young son of yours who is a heck of a basketball player. Could you give us an update on him, please?
Well, it's kind of fitting that we're going to talk about him because I named him after Dale Race and Margaret Race. I shouldn't say I. It was really Julie's idea.
Really?
My wife's idea.
Yep.
And,
his first name is Race. Isn't that cool?
My son is named Race. And he just committed to a school 2 weeks ago, John.
Was it Bradley?
And it's going to Bradley. He's going to go play for Brian Wardle, one of the best coaches there is. And as you guys know, he was a great coach at Green Bay. Oh, yeah. He's my assistant coach. When I left to come to Toledo, he got the job at Green Bay and did a great job at Green Bay. And it was just kind of a family decision that, you know, we didn't feel, you know, he didn't, everybody, it'd probably be best if he didn't play for Dad. Yeah. Julie will tell you we're too much alike, you know.
Well, you played for your dad, so you know everything that comes with playing for your dad. I mean, you experienced it personally.
College is so different than high school in that regard. The, you know, he gets so much, you know, with social media now that he's got these, you know, college scholarship offers because of his dad. No, he doesn't. It's because of him. It's really more of my wife than him and his work ethic and how hard he's worked. And I'm proud of him because he's going to be a good player for Bradley. And I hope he's that unicorn that stays there for 4 or 5 years and never leaves.
That's awesome. How tall is he?
He's 6'6", and he's long.
Wow. That's awesome.
So his cousin is Con Knippel, who you guys all know. And, that's Sherry's son. And he saw how hard Con worked and really tried to emulate that. And he's worked extremely hard to get where he's at. And I think he'll do well at Bradley.
And, you know, you talk about a family atmosphere with Coach Wardle and his wife and kids and Wardle's dad and mom and the whole thing. He's, you know what I mean? He's walking into a great situation, just environment of who's going to be around you.
And it's, I'm not trying to offend the Green Bay program or Toledo program. It's a better situation. It's just, you know, yeah, they'll get on a Saturday night. They're going to, if they play against Drake, they're going to get 8,000-9,000 people.
Wow. That's awesome. Really?
And now part of it is they don't have football. They don't have, you know, minor league baseball or something like that. They, in Peoria, Illinois, men's basketball at Bradley is the ticket in the show. And they put out a great product. Brian's won a lot of games, won championships there. And they have a tremendous following. And the institution is all 100%, you know, backing of the men's basketball program.
That's awesome.
That's terrific. Do you get back here much? Coach,
well, I do. I was just back last week Wednesday through Saturday. Love Green Bay. Love coming back. I actually walked around the campus. I haven't been on campus since I left 15 years ago. Uh-huh. And that was neat. I actually walked into the tunnels and walked around and went into. It's amazing how, you know, the Crest Event Center. But when we were there, John, we had the Phoenix Sports Center. I mean, yeah. I walked in the old Phoenix Sports Center, the old gyms that we used to practice and the women used to play at. And it's like, man, we did some pretty cool things in a facility that was god awful. I mean, it was bad.
It wouldn't even be considered Division III facilities now, would it?
Oh, no, not even high school.
No. Yeah, you're right, not even high school.
Wow.
I mean, if you go to Westy Pier right now and look at their facilities and their indoor football field, it's unbelievable what these schools have. Nina, you should see Nina's facilities, Coach. It's amazing.
It's college stuff. It's actually, some of that stuff is pro stuff. It's unbelievable, the weight rooms, and it's just
Nina's weight room is 10 times bigger than the Green Bay Packers weight room when I started in Green Bay. It's unbelievable. Coach, I got to ask you one thing, though, man. The NIL... How is that affecting the world of college basketball coaches?
Oh, it's real. It's there. I mean, it's not going to change. I got to be honest with you. I'm not at the end of my career, but I can, you know, probably see it from here. I find it fascinating. I do. I think the recruiting's always been a big art and some science. Now it's much more science. You're looking at a salary of a worth of a player, and you plug it into that. And you know, we got two rules in our program. All right, we can never overpay somebody, hopefully. That affects the rest of the roster. And you cannot miss on character. You just can't. And that's what, you know, we won 4 straight championships here. No one in our league has ever won 3. We won four in a row, and last year we finished fourth, and it feels like we were god awful. And in our terminology, we were fourth. It simply isn't good enough. But I made some mistakes in character in the transfer portal. We cannot do that.
It's amazing how one mistake. You've had that year with us.
We talk about that, right? That's got to be the driver.
You've talked about that in the business world.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, the best thing you can do for your organization is a good hire. The worst thing you can do is a bad hire. And, boy, it's a cancer. And, that character thing. And I'll give the Green Bay Packers some credit for character. I think they really vet these people. And I obviously you do, too. But, yeah, you don't want to miss on that because that's not just a not good player. That brings the team down.
Yeah.
Oh, it's... And the worst of the worst is when they're actually likable.
Yeah.
Now they get the other guys to follow them.
That's the truth. You bet. Well, Coach Kowalczyk, what a pleasure and honor it is to have you on, my friend. And all our condolences to everybody that knew and loved Dale Race like we all do. By the way, I had a great friend, Larry Epsch. He just passed away at 96, I think. But he had been sports editor at the Menominee and Marinette newspaper, Eagle Herald Ledger, I think it was, for like 60 or 70 years. And I asked him to put together his all-time starting five basketball team that he ever watched in high school. Uh-huh. And Dale Race was on that starting five as a player.
That's cool.
I thought that was cool. Yeah. Coach Kowalczyk, miss you, buddy. Great talking to you.
Miss you, too.
Okay, right, my friend. Thank you. Bye-bye. We come back. Pat Tracy, Discovering Oshkosh, right after this.
And the load of life is heavy. But me and this good old truck, we're gonna take it. Through the wind and rain and thunder, till the stormy skies are blue, and the sunrise light.
Want to see the action live? Watch Mino and the Mayor streaming weekday mornings on Facebook Live. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WISS or WGBW. Jump in, leave a comment, and be a part of the conversation. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Man, we've had some great guests today. Keith Pamperin, Challenge the Outdoors. We want to keep talking about them and all the great things they do and how we can help them. Joel Harlow, Cheese Fest coming up in Little Chute. Man, that just sounds phenomenal. It starts tomorrow night. It's going to be fantastic. Todd Kowalczyk, head coach at the University of Toledo. So great, great guests all day today. But now we turn the page and talk to Pat Tracy.
The even greater guest. How are you, Pat?
Good morning, friends.
Good morning. How are you, buddy?
Well, as I'm listening to the show this morning and all of your fascinating guests and decide not to go to yoga because I have to come here instead.
Yeah.
All I can think about is how am I in this radio show with all of these other amazing people?
We were talking about the same thing. Todd actually brought it up here.
You are one of them. Hey, even yesterday with your ears ringing, we had Jeff Merkus, who's our downtown Green Bay event, and spoke very highly of you after I spoke highly of you. But you guys really work well together, and you're the ones who make the communities happen. And I told him, I'm really impressed with you. I wish when I was mayor, I would have hired you. You are just doing such a good job there.
I wish you did too, Jim. Oh my gosh. If you could have turned me loose into that world.
Hey, that's why I didn't.
I don't say a lot of great things about you, Pat, even though I do feel great things about you. Cause I like being snarky, just like the way our people are to us. But I will say this. If you were let loose during his reign here in Green Bay, it would have been incredible.
Yeah. You bring it all. You just do. Yeah, you bring it all. So what do you got going on? Well, go ahead.
Well, look. Okay. So listeners, if you are, come in on Facebook, because today I'm sporting the gift that Discover Oshkosh gave me to kind of rock off my summer. It's a amazing trucker cap with my own Why I Love Oshkosh logo on it.
Come on.
That's awesome.
Why don't we have those, Todd?
I don't know. I
next Friday or next Thursday. When is it?
Yeah.
Next Thursday. Next Thursday.
Look at this.
Love it.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. Discover Oshkosh. I love you too.
Yes. Looks cool, buddy. Cool.
You guys, I'm glad that I really prepared for the show today because I didn't want to let the listeners down after the roller coaster that they've been on.
Mm-hmm.
So Todd, did we get the Waterfest tickets?
We've got them. I'm going. Yes. Amy's got them for us. All we need to do is get some winners.
Oh, cool.
So awesome. I don't know what you're proceeding. This is our first square dance on the Waterfest ticket giveaway. So
tell us what we got to give away, Pat, and then I'll give instructions on how people can win them this morning.
We've got a pair of Waterfest tickets. Waterfest Oshkosh is like, oh my gosh, it's like our 35th year. Don't quote me on that. But it kicks off next Thursday, June 12th, with a hairball. Oh my gosh. Okay. Hairball. I mean, amazing.
Absolutely. Right?
So you can go to that show. And I believe that's what we're giving away.
All right.
So I haven't seen the actual tickets, but if they look like my tickets, that's what we're doing.
Hey, Pat, we were talking here. I had my granddaughters in town a week or so ago, and the different things in Green Bay, there's, you know, the great things to do with kids these days. And I said, you know, you take about a 50-mile radius or 50-mile drive, 45 minutes, whatever it takes to get from, you know, Green Bay to Oshkosh, and all the different things over there. I don't know if people realize it. All the things, you know, you don't have to go to the Wisconsin Dells. I took my granddaughters to the Crocs and I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. And they live in Madison, close to Wisconsin Dells. The great things we have up here, but that 45 to 50 mile radius between Green Bay to Oshkosh, all the different things. Like if we had nothing to do in Green Bay, and I said, I got my three granddaughters here. What can I do if I bring them to Oshkosh? What would you tell me?
Oh my gosh. Well, you've got to go to the Menominee Park Zoo,
right.
John.
Yeah. Free.
It's right on the lake. You'll see the animals. They're in their little cages. They got beavers, foxes, elks, a bear, and wolves.
Yeah.
They're otters.
Amazing. Yeah. Do they have otters there?
Otters escaped.
Yeah. We're missing an otter.
Following that story.
Yeah, he's hooking up.
I'm not sure I know the difference between an otter and a beaver, to be honest with you.
Oh, otters are a lot smaller.
Okay.
And not as angry, right?
Beavers scare me. I was in a beaver pond one time as it was trout fishing, and I'm just sitting there just kind of casting, you know, reeling, and all of a sudden it sounded like a rifle shot behind me, and was a beaver coming up behind me, and he didn't like it that I was near his den, and he slapped his tail down in that water. Wow. And it sounded like a rifle shot, and he looked at me like, I'll go underwater and I'll gnaw on your ankle for a while here, and there's nothing you can do about it. And they're huge. Beavers are huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're nasty.
Okay. We have otters.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you? All right, cool.
I would bring the kids for the otters, or I'd bring the kids to the zoo, John.
Okay.
Hey, what about, I'm just throwing this out here for kids. What about the biggest fishing tournament in the country, which is next weekend? June 14th and 15th. It's here in Oshkosh.
In the country.
In the country. We're actually in the Guinness Book of World Records for most boats on the lake at the same time.
Wow. That's incredible.
300, 320, I believe. Wow. Yes, that is a fact. Todd, we need to get the Otter Street fishing guys in here again, right?
Let's do it.
That's awesome.
So, here's the thing.
Go ahead.
So here's the thing I love about it. It's based right out of Menominee Park. So you can come down, John, pack up a picnic lunch, amazing picnics. The train is back. The Menominee Park train. Talk about an amazing triumph. You know, the city was going to close it down. It's kind of in disrepair. It's this little choo-choo train that runs around a, you know, 2 mile long track. We've been riding on it for 40 years. A high school senior got up her dander about closing this thing and like single-handedly marshaled the community. And now it's reopened and we're actually doing fundraisers and putting the thing back together from a high school student.
Tell us a little bit about Todd. Do you know more about that? Well, sounds amazing. Somebody I'd love to talk to.
Big story in town. The train possibly going away. And people were like, no, we can't do this. This is a part of our community. And people stepped up and got it done.
You know, what's cool about that story is it was this high school girl that did it. Not that some rich guy that said, hey, look, you know, let's stop this thing. I mean, she did it. She built the team, showed some leadership, consensus.
Yes.
That's awesome. I want to get her on here. I love
absolutely.
You start that at a young age. She's going to go places.
And so now one of the events, I can't see to my notes, but one of the events this weekend, all the proceeds go to benefit the Menominee Park Amusement Center.
Great.
So now we're actually doing fundraising drives to benefit and keep that thing going.
That's fantastic. And you know what? We never talk about when we have you on, but I was behind a bus yesterday, UW Oshkosh bus, one of their teams, and it had all the different national championships and national competitions and sports-wise over the years. Man, UW Oshkosh plays some great sports.
Yeah, we're slaying down here, John.
Wow.
We're slaying. It's the culture. It really is. It's the culture of that athletic department. They're just like first-class ballers, every one of them.
Their softball team, their women's softball team, baseball, different things. It's amazing what they do at UW okay. Oshkosh.
John, let's get back to you and the girls, though, right? So you're coming to Oshkosh for your day.
Yeah.
You're coming to the biggest fishing tournament in the country. The nice thing about it is that it's a catch, record, and release.
Oh, fun.
So they started doing this, oh my gosh, 15 years ago.
That's great.
To keep the fisheries strong. So we catch the fish. They have a little thing they measure them on and, you know, get a picture of them. And that's how they do it. So there's not all the fish back in the, you know, in the well at the end of the day.
That's awesome. That's always bothered me, Pat. And I'm not even joking about that. When I first started covering the fishing tournaments around here, and it's like, man, you professionals just took a lot of fish out of our water, and they weren't going back in because they'd have to take them to the weigh-in and then whatever. Yeah. A lot of them would die then. The mortality rate was really, really high.
So, yep, they started doing that in 2010, and I just love it, and I think it really is reflective of what Otter Street Fishing Club and the Battle on Bagel people are. They're really in it for all the right reasons.
That's great, man. That's fantastic. So
I would do that.
Okay. You know, Grandpa needs to eat.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So would you be able to point us in the right direction?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Take him to Artie and Ed's, right?
Oh, that's right.
Take him to Leon's. Leon's
Artie
is right.
Artie and Ed's.
Yes. What was
right
I
on
thinking?
The lake.
Yes.
Come on. The root beer floats.
Yep.
The roller skating.
Right.
The roller skating ladies.
Oh, yeah. The pizza burger.
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Good place.
Boom. Done.
Saturday is our farmer's market, right? Yeah.
Well, okay. Oshkosh, like every other town in Northeast Wisconsin, probably, is going to explode this weekend with activities.
Yeah.
I think this is the greatest weekend of the entire year. Living up in Wisconsin where we battle through the winters, I think this weekend right here, these next, is the greatest little segment of the entire year.
And you're right, Pat. There's a lot going on. And people, you know, there's a lot of graduation parties too, but if you're not going to one of those, man, you can be busy all weekend, starting tomorrow until Sunday night.
And so I'm really trying to get more into the farmer's market vibe. You know, instead of just like going down and walking through it, I'm trying to participate more. Check this out. This is on my list for this weekend. Knife sharpening.
Oh, yeah.
So you bring your knives. There's a sharpener. You drop them off when you get there. You stroll around. You have your coffee. You pick up some Wagyu beef, some egg rolls, maybe get your face painted. And then by the time you're done, your knives are sharp.
I like that.
That's pretty cool.
A lot. Yeah.
And
think about this stuff, you guys.
Yeah. Is there a cost to getting your knife? Or what is the cost to getting your
knife
sharpened? Yes,
it is a cost. Well, okay. It's the normal knife sharpening cost. Come on. It's going to be like some 70-year-old guy. He's going to charge you like $4.25.
Right. That's awesome.
I used to try to... Did you know that I used to try to make knives?
I believe it.
True story. You know what out of? You know what I made? Try to make them out of? Lawnmower blades.
Yeah, it could work.
It sounds like that could be dangerous.
I take the lawn... No, I did it. I did it out of my garage. I took the lawnmower blade and I'd cut it to get the tine. You know, you have to have a tine.
But those are pretty beat up.
Well, you have to sharpen the heck out of them. Have a grinder and do the whole thing.
Oh, you got
to
grind those.
Yeah, and then you have the tine. And I wanted to make it out of antlers, but they're too big for antlers. So I was making them out of wood. Didn't turn out great. But it was still a lot of fun to do, trying to make a knife out of a lawnmower blade. And when I retire, I'm going to go back into that.
Take them 2 weeks to make a knife, or you could go buy one for $19. But you want to do, John.
It's the experience.
Yes, I know.
Can we get a visual on this of Mino in his garage at night with the grinder, the blade? He's got the like welding goggles on and the sparks are flying all over.
I did. That is one of the times I set my Grinnell region on fire with my shorts. True story.
I believe that.
Using the grinder on that. Honest to God, true story.
I want to throw out there too at the farmer's market. Our friend Reggie's going to be down there with Caribbean
cool.
taste, so awesome. You got all the food you want. And Pie on the Porch is something really cool, Pat, because you can buy a slice of pie down there, and it helps the Historical Society in Oshkosh. So you have a piece of pie, and you help support what they do.
Love it.
Perfect. That is a good match.
Yes, I'm a huge Pie on the Porch with Pat Guy, because then you get to sit and talk to the historical people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's like fantastic. And I'll tell you what, Oshkosh is just loaded with history, huh, Pat? I mean, it just really is.
Okay, so now, before we leave, though, I got to tell you about the night. Because, so, I've talked about the gallery walk. Mm-hmm. You know, the gallery walk was huge before COVID. It's kind of waned. And so I've been thinking and paying attention to the people that put this together, and they've stumbled on something that's amazing. The gallery walk, you know, you go out and see, I think we have 13 galleries, okay, in downtown that open up this Saturday night from 6 to 9 p.m. A lot of them, you know, have a little wine or something, you walk around, mm-hmm. okay? But to Pat, the marketing guy, gallery walk's been done. Guess what they did?
What?
That cool alley, that Algoma alley like that we've been in, that
we love,
all painted up.
Yep.
They're lighting that alley up. They're putting a half a dozen artists set up their display.
Hang on,
in
Pat.
The alley.
We're going to go to a break. That's, we got to take a break.
Sounds great.
And this, is too good
stand
to hurry.
Stand by.
Do not move.
Back with more Pat Tracy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mine of the Mayor here on a beautiful Thursday morning, heading into a fantastic weekend. We're with Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. Pat, pick it right up where you left off, my brother.
So we're at the gallery walk.
Yes.
It's Saturday night. It's between 6 and 9 p.m. We found our way to the Algoma Art Alley. And now we've reinvented it. And here it comes. It's not the gallery walk anymore. It's the night gallery.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Nice. I like the way you're thinking.
Right.
Okay. We just took a tired gallery walk, ho-hum, and transformed it into the amazing possibilities that are the night gallery.
I like this.
Guys.
I like what you're cooking.
That's a great area.
Huh?
That's a great area. You still going to serve a little wine there?
It's kind of a spooky, cool place.
Right. It is night. Yeah.
It is. It's spooky, cool. It's like, it's cool because you would not take your kids in there.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, scary. You know, they all talk about if you had to walk down a dark alley at night. So it's got that kind of a flair and feel to it, right?
Yes, it does. But it's totally safe. And
again,
so they put like a little string quartet in there. We've got craft beer, wine. And all of a sudden, we've taken this back alley and made it the focal point of the night gallery.
Love it.
And it didn't cost a fortune to do that. It's not like you did any major construction.
Just imagination.
You just took it, right. You just took an area and got creative with it. That's great.
Yeah.
Pat.
Our little downtown business improvement group did that. And, you know, they're engaging all the artists. Right. And so the artists are out, you know, painting the murals, and you get to talk to them. Mm-hmm. And so to me, it's a love fest.
That's
so
this weekend.
Come on down to Oshkosh. We'll be there.
When is that? That's Friday, Saturday? When is that?
That's Saturday night. That is this Saturday night.
All right, fun.
I love it because I never know that place existed before, that back gallery type mm-hmm. thing. And that could be, you know, just a typical alley with dumpsters and whatever. But you got this really eclectic artwork back there it's got that gritty sort of, you know, Soho, New York kind of, you know, neighborhood feel to it. That's a cool little niche you got there, buddy.
And like who thought of that? Like, I got to talk to that person.
Yeah.
You know?
Aren't you just taking credit for it? You just tell us, hey, I came up with this great idea. I would have. Yeah.
The other thing, Pat, is that Oshkosh, I mean, you share everything you do there, but other communities should and could do that. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like you built something. You'd use something that was there. And a lot of cities have, you know, alleys that aren't utilized at all, I should say. But to put some lighting in there, clean it up, a few murals, and then have an event.
Think even behind, like, Angelina's.
Absolutely.
Right there. Wouldn't that be a perfect alley to do something like that in Green Bay? Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the thing is that I feel like the rising tide lifts all boats. Mm-hmm. And, John, you said it earlier. In this 50-mile region, that we are so blessed to live in. There is so much neat little stuff and entrepreneurial stuff. And when I was, so when I was thinking about what I was going to talk about, one of the things that I've really noticed is all the live music. It has totally come back, and everywhere you look, there's a little duo or a trio someplace. And is did I miss something, or did that just like come out of nowhere?
I don't know when it came, but it is there. Restaurants just everywhere.
I think the thing is, we had the gentleman on here for a music thing about 3 weeks ago, and he said when he was first starting out, there were only a couple of bars in Green Bay that really. It's kind of like, you know, which was the deciding factor, but it's like once the venue, you know, the musicians wanted to play and people wanted, but they didn't have a lot of places to do it. Well, now these other places are like, hey, we have to compete with somebody else. It's not just going to be on, you know, $2 beer night. How else do we get faces in our place? So I give a lot of credit to these small bars and everything around here, you know, opening up their doors to local musicians.
And
would you agree?
The musicians were always here.
Right. That's what I mean.
But
they didn't have any place to play.
And that's where competition is good.
Yeah.
It just is. And acoustic, different kinds of music and no cover usually. And yeah, I'm so glad. I agree with you, Pat. Appleton, I think, had a lot to do with showcasing original music with that Music of the Mile. And I just think restaurant entrepreneurs are like, hey, let's bring that to our place. So yeah, it's great. Yep. We have a lot to do here.
Let's do this, okay?
We've got tickets.
VIP passes for Hairball at Waterfest June 12th. All right, Hairball's going to be there. The Michael Weber Show, Brett Newsky and the Bad Inventions. If you'd like a pair of tickets for VIP tickets, Hairball Waterfest in Oshkosh June 12th, text in right now. Use the Civic Media app. Text the word Waterfest. Waterfest, all one word, text it in, and if we pick you, you'll win those two VIP passes for Waterfest in Oshkosh.
Love it. Hey, Pat, who are you most excited about? Who are you most excited about?
$90 value.
$90.
Yes. We're going to be in Oshkosh that day doing our show. So maybe we should just stick
not a
around.
Bad idea.
You know, that's going to be fun.
Hey, guys.
I don't know, but is there any place to go in Oshkosh to have a couple of cold beers during the day?
Anything to do in the afternoon? Yeah, we're going to be there on the 12th, Pat.
Hey,
so,
we can party with Hairball. We can set up and sound check and then party before the show.
I don't know if I want to be a roadie. I'd rather watch and listen.
Jim does not want to work, Pat.
No, Pat.
Jim does not want to
Pat,
work.
Pat, this is going to be great. And that's just a great place to watch.
Fun time of year, isn't it, Pat?
Yes, I love it. I'll see you guys out this weekend. Everybody stay safe.
All right.
Have fun.
Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh.
He's
you're the man.
Boy, is he ever. All right. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you, my friend. Great stuff. Great place.
And, you know, it's all summer. And like he said, I think music, he's right about that. And he's been around for a while. But where you go now, there's music everywhere. Which I think is terrific.
We got to talk about your buddy Reggie.
Yeah.
That poor guy's had some bad luck with weather at his events, huh?
But you know what? People have still come out.
That's what I mean. But it's like,
people
finally
have still come out.
A nice weekend for him.
Yep. Yeah. So get out there and see him.
This is the weekend.
Yeah.
This is going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. A lot going on.
Where's he going to be, Todd?
He's going to be at the Oshkosh Farmers Market. And there's also a food truck coming up, rally coming up on Friday night. So plenty of places to go out and see him. Busted Spud, his other food truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went out to, we didn't talk about it, but we went out to his anniversary party.
A lot of fun.
Good time.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fun. A little cold that day, but it was fun.
Just Google things to do in Oshkosh, Appleton, Green Bay, Manitowoc. You know, Marinette's got a big deal going on. So there's,
Get up and get out there. Greatest weekend of the year coming up right now. Hey, thanks, everybody. It's great to be back. Thank you all so very much for the kind words you said and everything. And just moving onward and upward and getting it done. Thanks, everybody. Back into our morning. Money in the Mayor. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.